Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
A lot of you guys are finding yourself in this position right now. You got an extra ticket to see Taylor Swift, and now it is cut time, right?
Yeah, it is.
There's always a cut list, especially when the tickets are Taylor Swift. So here's a sentence you don't hear very often. That Taylor Swift, man, she is lazy and her concert sucks.
check my DMs. There's a lot of those.
Are there really?
They're like, shut up about Taylor. I'm like, I love her.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. It's a little bit of that, too.
I mean, she works hard on stage 3.5 hours every single night. Her fans, they adore her. So getting your hands on tickets right now around the country is almost impossible.
And now imagine knowing somebody that has an extra ticket
and is willing to let you go for free.
That's Abby. All right, you want to reset this for today? Because the stakes are high.
Yeah, so I had a friend that was supposed to accompany me this weekend to the Taylor Swift concert in Nashville. It's going to be amazing. And she is being a good friend. One of her besties back in her hometown of Idaho is having a baby. It happens to be this weekend. And she says, you know, I really want to be there for her. So I'm going to have to miss out on her girl, Tay-Tay.
Foolish.
And so... I know, baby, or Taylor Swift.
Right.
So I went through my entire contact list. I said, listen, I've already paid for this very expensive ticket. I just don't want to sit by myself. Please, somebody just join me.
Because you got some pretty baller seats.
I have some amazing seats. It was an impulse buy that I'm still paying off, but I think I'm hoping it'll be worth it. And so I went down my entire contact list, messaging everybody that I've known for the last 26 years. And so far, only 3 people have said that they've been available this weekend to accompany me. That person was Dallas, our promotions coordinator here at our station. She happens to already be going to the concert, but she is like this massive Taylor Swift fan. Like, if you think I'm a crazy Taylor Swift fan,
she's a Swiftie times a million.
Yeah.
She's been to like 10 concerts already, and I said, you know what? This will be a really special experience for her as someone who appreciates Taylor. And then we have my brother, who's a new Swiftie. He likes some of Taylor's songs, but I'm a little kind of like thinking maybe he just wants to meet his future wife there.
Yeah,
which, fair enough.
I mean, 95% of the audience in a Taylor Swift concert are females.
Yes.
So this dude is trying to play the odds.
Single females who love to scream about their ex-boyfriends to songs. And then we had a little bit of a curveball yesterday.
I did. I wanted to make it interesting. I threw my hat in the ring.
Now, you have never seen Taylor in show. You wouldn't consider yourself a Swiftie.
But I'm a fan. Okay. Like, I appreciate... You know, I enjoy her music. I listen to her music. I think she's super talented. I love what she stands for. I love what she's done for the music industry and how she's re-recording all her albums. I think she's a feminist to look up to. So I am a fan of Taylor Swift. I wouldn't dare take the title of Swiftie because I know what real Swifties are.
So with that, we gave the 3 that are eligible for the ticket an assignment. You got to come in today. You got to make a pitch. Abby will make her choice today.
Like American Idol.
One has already taken themselves out of the running.
And then there were 2.
Oh, no. What happened?
So I talked to Dallas yesterday, and she is the nicest, sweetest person.
Oh, hands down.
And huge, I don't know a bigger Taylor fan than maybe Abby, but she is off the charts. huge fan. She didn't want to come on and seem greedy.
Why?
She already had a ticket?
Yeah, well, she's seen several shows already and plans to see more. So she felt like it would be greedy, and she just, she's more of a behind-the-scenes person.
Oh, Dallas.
She's very sweet.
Oh, God.
She's so
humble.
Awesome.
These humble people are so annoying.
But she just wanted to, she's already got a ticket to the show.
All right, don't give her a ticket just because she's humble. She's out. She said she's out. She's going to
This might be her pitch. Yeah. This might be it right
Reverse
here.
Reverse psychology.
She's brilliant.
That's her strategy.
I told Dallas, I was like, she got really good tickets, probably better than your ticket. You could take the good ticket and give Kristen or her brother the psyche ticket.
She's going with a bunch of girls. It'd probably be better for my brother.
It's a brilliant strategy.
So Dallas out is okay. Between Abby's brother and Kristen.
Okay. Go ahead and I want to go last. Let your brother do his pitch.
Okay, Benny boy.
Does believe it just be true when I rock in the room?
Hello, listeners. And while Abby, I know you're trying to make new friends at the new job and the new city, think about the memories. I know that none of those people were in a car in 2010, 2011 listening to a certain artist that's playing in Nashville with you. I'm not begging, but I'm on Google Flights right now, ready to buy a flight. What do you think? What do you say?
Yeah, it's kind of a weak pitch.
One strong.
Yeah, I mean, he's your brother, so he has that going for him.
Yeah, I mean, he's got blood. But he's got DNA on his side.
That wasn't a real strong pitch.
Well, that wasn't the only pitch.
What?
For him. Your mom recorded a pitch endorsing your brother.
Oh, is this like the most helicopter parent thing that I've heard in a long time? Yeah.
That's Carrie. Wait. Yes, I need to have a word with Carrie.
Yeah.
Because if I knew we could have people like jockey for us.
I'm sorry. Before the break, you were saying, oh, I got a secret weapon. You just wait.
Okay. Whose side are you on?
I'm just trying to even the playing field.
You know what? Go ahead. Let Mama Carrie do her thing.
Here's Abby's mom.
Good morning, Bert Show. It's Abby's mom. I'm hoping you'll let me plead the case to let her brother Ben get to be the one to sit with her at the Taylor Swift concert. Abby and Ben live so far apart. They rarely have time together. So the thought of them having the opportunity to enjoy such a memorable experience together makes my heart so happy. So even though I do feel a little bad asking you to vote against Kristen because she's been so nice to my Abby, I'm doing it anyways. I'm asking you to remember it is almost Mother's Day. And you could make this old mom's heart happy and make her day by casting your vote for Ben to get to sit with Abby at the Taylor Swift concert.
Wow.
That's love.
That's dirty.
That's love.
Oh,
that
man.
It's almost Mother's Day. I'm a mom too, damn it.
So I have a question. Does your mom still sew in the name of your brother in his underwear?
That's Carrie to a T.
Okay. Does she call him and wake him up every morning to make sure that he's not late for work?
If he would answer, she would do that.
Because this is feeling a little helicopterish.
Okay. All right. We're shooing the helicopter away.
Yep.
Are you ready, Abby?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. So before we play my pitch, I did have a conversation with my husband. He had a million and one questions. I answered all of them because obviously I have a husband, I have a kid. I can't just gallivant off to Nashville to see Taylor Swift on a whim.
When you have a kid and you're married, it takes a very long time to plan a spontaneous trip.
Well, yes. So we talked it out. We talked the financials out. We talked everything out logistically and Bart gave me the go ahead.
Green light.
Ooh. My husband gave me the green light. What?
Does Bart still sew your name in the back of your sweatshirt?
And my underwear.
That wouldn't surprise me. Now, please tell me Bart didn't record a pitch for you that will last for 4.5 hours.
Absolutely not. Okay. But I do have a secret weapon. Okay.
Abby, I'm not going to pander to you by using a bunch of Taylor Swift songs titles to try to sway you into picking me. You'd see through that all too well. What I can offer you, we can take my car, so I'll put the mileage on my car. I will pay for gas. We can get a hotel room in the vicinity of Nissan Stadium. There's still some available. They're pricey, but worth it. I will pay for my ticket, drinks on me all night long. We will have the most epic time. Oh, and somebody else wants to say something real quick.
Reese, be true.
You did not just bring Jimmy into this.
What did he say? Reese picture?
No. Play the first one.
Wish.
Please. Thank you.
Aww. Oh.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
Play it again.
Reese.
Reese.
Teacher.
Fixtures.
as a professional mother, yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Wow. So we got mom on one hand. Now you got the toddler on the other.
Oh, my God. And Kristen's going to pay for everything, too.
Drinks all night.
Drinks all night. I picked the mama with the bag.
Listen, if you can call my mom and let her down easy, like, how, I don't know how I'm supposed to call my mom and break her heart.
Right before Mother's Day.
Right before Mother's Day.
You don't have to call your mom and break her heart. Kristen does.
Would you be willing to do that?
That's awesome. Awesome. In order to go, yes.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm feeling a lot of pressure. I don't know if I'm ready to make my decision.
All right, why don't we do this?
Okay.
This is what Ryan Seacrest would do. Let's go to break. All right. And then when we come back, you will make your decision, or you will tell Kristen, look, it can be you, but you got to tell my mom. Okay.
Okay.
You got 10 minutes to think of how we want to handle this, and then you give your ticket away, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
All right. It's The Burt Show.
Wish. Teacher.
Get it. The Burt Show.